who is the American CEO most likely to pull some shit like this?
Donald Trump, when this eventually all like, I mean, falls apart.
That's already happened. Yeah. He's like, you know, I'm thinking about leaving, and he just appears. He's like, I'm in Scotland on my golf course, but now they would send him back. I'm trying to think, where can he? No, you know where he's at? He's got a Trump thing in Azerbaijan.
Yeah, he go to Azerbaijan.
Just be there forever.
Stay in the top of the tower like fucking Sauron. He can stay there. That's better for the whole world.
That's fine.
Send the link.
Welcome to Send a Link, where we analyze the latest feeds and reads. I'm Brandon Harrison with my co-captain, co-pilot, and co-host. 2020 adventurer, DJ Dollars. DJ, what's up, man?
We're here. Happy 2020. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. I appreciate your candor and comportment on our journey.
Yes.
Into the future, which 2020 is.
Going through with a stiff upper lip. Nose pointed high.
Do you feel like we're in like a different moment in time? Do you feel like that... I don't know, proverbial divide between
decades?
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's different now.
I mean, this decade started off rather rambunctiously. So
rambunctiously.
For me personally and then with the world. So, yeah, I see a big fucking difference.
That's disappointing. I mean, there's a lot's been going on. Of course, y'all are all aware, but
send the link.
We're going to talk a lot about, I guess, geopolitics in ways, various ways, actually.
Yeah.
First, before we like get into the news of the week, which is a lot of wild shit, I want to get into a send the link report.
Live on Man on the Street.
Man on the Street.
Brandon Harrison.
Your boy.
It's
your
windy
boy
out there. You got a parka on.
I got my scarf melting
it's,
right
it's,
now.
It's blowing around. I'm out here. It's windy.
It's funny.
I'm trying to report. It's hot.
It's funny when you think about it.
It's hot.
I decided to go out into the world and make a stand for Send the Link, right?
Yeah.
And talk to the people. The people and the supporters of my president.
Your president?
All of our future president, if you're ready.
Wishful thinking.
White woman 2020. White woman 2020.
Save us.
And we ain't talking that Klobuchar shit, all right? Mm. That's that wheat grade. That's not that prime grade white woman, all right?
Yes,
that shit is cut olive oil.
Midwest nice to cut olive oil.
That shit is canola, and you know it.
Just mild sauce, to say the least.
Big Lizzie, man.
Big Lizzie style.
Big Lizzie made it.
We need a nice meme of that.
Big Lizzie style?
Yeah, just with maybe her picture on the front of the Will Smith album cover.
It's funny. I had it for Big Hilly because it was better because Big Willie.
Yeah.
And I don't want to transfer. I want to give her own. she deserves her own shit.
Yeah, valid.
And yeah, that fucks with Liz. I don't want to like leave her hanging like that.
So you're giving. So you're following after with Julian Castro and giving your formal endorsement.
Well, he's following after me.
Huh?
Oh, no, I don't know if I've given. Have I given a formal endorsement besides saying I fuck with Liz and I don't care about the Native American thing? I think that's.
Did you say you would marry her?
I think so.
Did I say I would marry her or Bernie?
You'd marry Bernie and her together in a triumvirate?
If they did a fusion dance or if they wanted to give Frisky.
There's a lot of new laws and shit popping up in 2020, all right?
Get polyed out.
You polyed out.
Yeah. I mean, whatever's clever.
Oh, yeah. We did our fuck, marry, kill. I forgot about that. Yeah, we agreed on that many, many moons ago. She paid us a visit, dog. She came. She didn't go to Iowa. She sat down. She
said, fuck Iowa.
Fuck Iowa. She came.
But she needs Iowa, but yeah.
She came down to BK, to King's Theater, too. She ain't go to BAM, all
right? Right. She went to in the middle of Flatbush. Okay.
She went deep. She went to Island Express and shit, got a patty, came through.
Oh, she's a Island Express person. Yeah. She's not she's not down with Golden Crest.
No, Golden Crest. Come on, man. We can't. My man killed himself.
I know.
RIP.
The Golden Crest man. I mean, that's like fast food.
Donovan Crest. That's fucked up. He had a whole, what's that shit called?
A factory?
You know, he had a whole Undercover Boss episode.
Damn, Donovan?
Yes.
Did you really, is that his real name?
No.
Oh, shit.
He had a whole Undercover Boss episode, and everyone was like, oh, who's this guy with dreads, like, showing up in the warehouse today?
Mm.
Okay. But, yeah, RIP to him, man. I always think about that. I think about Golden Crest. Makes me sad. Yeah, she came to Brooklyn, man. Real Brooklyn. And she had a rally at King's Theater with Julian Castro, and I managed to be in attendance.
She had to feed the base.
She definitely had to feed the base, and
she's in Bernie's territory though. It can get kind of shifty out there.
I mean, one of the things that I did want to check out for our Send the Link special report on the ground was that I was doing a heck out. I was doing a racial headcount. Do you you remember science class DJ You're Smart?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember like pipettes and sampling?
Pipettes, like a small pipe?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe.
But no, the way you you count samples in liquid and chemical samples, it's like parts per million and such.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I was doing my sort of parts per million assumption of the peppering of colors amongst the Liz Warren supporters, because I was like a little tenuous and I didn't know I was in the right spot. And it was like, it was a smattering.
Okay.
And I didn't feel terrible about it. I felt kind of like I was in the middle, more or less, of like what it could be. I was like, all right, it's like, if black people are 12%, it felt like a good 6% black crowd, which I'm like, okay. I mean, it's
in the middle of Flatbush.
Okay. Fair enough. But they were there. What kinds of black people were there? Maybe not the Biden crowd, but it felt good. It felt like a mixy crowd of people. People were happy to see Julian Castro. It was like, you know, I feel good. I feel good about her.
It was the most politically activated people.
Yes.
I would imagine. And also mostly college educated, I believe, mobile types for the most part.
I can imagine that as well. Yeah.
Not quite the other part of the large tent, or one of the many parts of the large tent of the Democratic Party, like the working class base, not a lot of
black grandmothers.
Not a lot of black grandmas and union chiefs out there. Not a lot of the miners and UAW workers.
But you know what, though? In her defense, now, I've been fucking with Big Liz just off of her marketing.
Okay.
So I went to the rally. You know, you see what her stump speech or whatever and who she has there.
Was a dog there?
What's the name of the dog?
Big Structural Change,
The dog is Big Structural Change. No, they you go the line, which was long as shit. And I got there early. I got there like 5:30. I didn't get home I didn't leave until like damn near 1. Right? So
shit was lit.
First there was a line, but the line was stretched down the block. But I was there early, so by the time other people got there, it was like 3 or 4 blocks that it was stretching, and people...
Oh, so maybe that's why most of the black people didn't make it inside.
They're late. It started at 7, so I was like, let me get there at like 5:20. So I got in, I was able to get a seat, but a lot of people didn't. And to get inside, you had to text a number that they had, all the volunteers were holding up. You would text to that number, because you had to RSVP. So you RSVP, you text the number to say that you're there, then you receive a message of... Big Structural Change, the dog. You get an image, and that's how you know.
It's like,
you're good to go inside. But it was definitely more racially mixed than I thought it would be, which I can appreciate. And her as a candidate, Julian as well. You get to really get her whole story, because you laugh at the minors or whatever, but you know who was there in terms of big public unions. Teachers.
Okay.
Teachers were in the building. Teachers were heavy. And I appreciated that. She did a good job of elucidating her story about how she's a normal human being as opposed to like a plutocrat billionaire or rich people. Had a lot of subs for Pete Booty. Had a lot of subs for Bloomberg. So she hit them some, you know, worthwhile shots, which I appreciated. Pew, pew. And she really got to telling her story and shit, which was like, all right, okay, you're a white lady. You went to like a fucking community college or whatever. You did a whole bag.
From Oklahoma or something.
She's from Oklahoma and shit. Dropped out of college.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, dropped it. She got pregnant at 19.
Got knocked out.
She you know, she was busting it down early. Ooh. So I'm like, all right, okay.
Came back strong, though.
She was like, all right, I'm real. Like, I did all this shit. So I was like, okay, I could appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed and literally took a picture with everybody. I thought that shit was a lie.
Nah. I've heard eyewitness accounts, and now including yours, to where like she's really about that life. So I don't know how much, I don't know if I can coke or coffee that she's ingesting to like have enough stamina for this shit.
Oh, I know what kind of coke she's ingesting.
What?
Vita Coco.
What's that?
The coconut water, Vita Coco.
Oh shit! Well, there you go.
Because I was at the very end of the line. Very end of the line, it stayed the whole time. I was like, I got a lot of time to work on my quip. I was like, I gotta have a quip of shit. I had to say some clever shit up there when I get up there. I didn't know what I was gonna say first. And I got up there and she was like drinking Vita Coco like every time. Like she's thirsty. I was like, oh, I got that Vita Coco, that's good electrolyte. She's like, ah.
That's all she said, just made a noise.
She's like, oh, of course. That's, she just said some bullshit. How many people did she beat? And I don't even remember what she said. I was like, Juliana, fuck with you.
He said that to Julian. That's great. That's A1 content right there.
You know, it was a good experience. I would behoove anyone out there to, shit, go to a rally if you really have a candidate you want to see. And you feel the passion that people have for her, especially she had her two organizers at the beginning who were about immigration in New York. So they were talking about, you know, what that means and why they support Liz. So I'd appreciate it. Y'all make your candidate choices right, as you see where it's leading us. And, you know, Big Lizzie all the way.
Okay. Yeah, you've thrown the whole lot in. Okay. Okay.
I'm just going to break it down, man.
She's apparently, at least based on political narratives, found herself in a relative trial of sorts compared to her relative highs a few weeks or months ago, particularly because of the kind of middle ground that her outward politics put her in between the moderate wing and the more leftward wing. So the moderates are occupied by your boy Pete Booty and Uncle Joe Biden, and the left wing is occupied by
Burn Cash. Bernie.
Yeah, you know, Burn Dog. So she's found it to be a bit more difficult to articulate herself in the larger platforms. And one thing I've definitely come to understand and notice is that political media also drives the narratives itself, and also drives like the public perception if you're just not viewed positively by the political press, regardless of your policies or not. If you orient yourself towards that and not trying to be like an anti-media type like a Trump. So it becomes a self-perpetuating thing where everybody says, oh, what's wrong with Liz Warren? Why is she not doing as well? And then that just continues on until, you know,
it's like the stock market.
Yeah.
It's all speculation.
You call that animal spirits. So it's just like, it just becomes a self-fulfilling thing. But, you know, it's still a very long race. I don't know necessarily what the polls look like as of now. She's still definitely up in top contention. But I've actually been pleased to see that I think all the candidates are generally varying levels of fine, and obviously Eon's better than what we have right now. But it looks as if Bernie's in actually a really good position.
He's surging.
Yeah. With the Iowa caucuses coming up soon in New Hampshire and then leading into Big Tuesday, he actually is in a very good position to have a number of strong showings and gathering a lot of delegates, and if not winning a lot of these states outright or being up there with competing with Liz Warren and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. So that was a pleasant surprise for me, because you want to, you know, go into those caucuses relatively strong. It seems as if Warren is in a bit of a neutral state as of now, if not losing like a few percentage of hit points on a weekly. But it remains to be seen. There's no telling.
Yeah, man, it was an interesting experience, especially gauging. I was trapped in a line for 3 hours, so you had to like.
Did you talk to people?
You get to talk to people and everything like that.
A bunch of weird political animals, the type of people that would come out for this shit. And then you look around, you're like, oh, I'm one of the people that would be out here too.
It's an interesting mix of people. I was just like, you know, chatting up with like this guy who works for the DOT. He's like, bike lanes. I was like, all right, calm the fuck down. But it got to be this thing where it's like you get the sentiment from people that they're just like, yo, it doesn't matter. Like, I like her, whatever, fine. And the overall sentiment. So hopefully we're all exasperated by this whole experience, especially as we move into 2020, that maybe fine will be good enough, whoever it is.
Yeah, the sense of exasperation and then desperation should be enough to get at least enough people to the right polls in the right places. Unfortunately, it's not just a popular vote thing. It's like us versus land in certain respects.
Yeah,
and that shit. So we got to figure that out at some point. But that's not going to be resolved this political campaign season.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Did I tell you the highlight?
No, you didn't.
Is that I was interviewed by Japanese television, dog.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm out there. I'm out there in Nippon.
Who you on? Nippon?
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, TB Hase. Mm. If you need me to be your token black. Down. But it was sort of interesting that there was a lot of press there, more than I expected. And it was kind of funny that happened. But I say that because Japan is hot right now. Japan is it.
Oh, like, yeah, it's lit right now. Yeah, it's in terms of international news.
International news and intrigue.
It's contentious. Contentious, though.
Because my new favorite CEO, my new favorite man of the 1%.
Ex-CEO.
Ex-CEO. Because, you know, he's not about trends. He's a big baller. He's out here issuing trends and taking us into 2020 with big energy. Fuck y'all energy.
Big fuck you energy.
Pronounce his name for me. Carlos.
Ghosn.
Carlos Ghosn. Spelled G-H-O-S-N.
Yeah.
I would never say that right. Former CEO of Nissan, who's found himself in the most, I don't know, hot spec script in Hollywood next year for finding his way from, well, escaping house arrest in Japan and making his way to Lebanon.
Yeah. That's it. No, I mean, it's pretty fucking crazy, actually. He had been indicted by, say, the Japanese feds for various amounts of nefarious handlings of the Nissan group, to the point where he had to step down from his title and had been held on house arrest up until his trial was set up and managed. But he chose to skip town through some type of surreptitious means. There are a number of reports. I don't know if you have one handy, but apparently he hired out a Green Beret that was most familiar with hostage rescue situations and smuggled himself out.
Know where he's from?
The Green Beret?
Yeah.
America?
Staten Island.
Oh shit. Not surprised. Used him to smuggle him out in music equipment?
Yeah, like a musical.
Like a speaker box?
Speaker case thing.
Yeah. So he stayed at the bottom of a plane for various stops and eventually winding up in Lebanon. Did you have any piece about it?
Well, I had a couple. I have one from, I forgot his name. Mr. Jeff.
Jeff Wexler.
No. Give me a moment because I do have it. But it was a piece of basically about the way Japanese trial system actually operates in this country, because Jeff Kingston from Temple University in Japan sort of explains the way prosecution and the history of sort of heavy-handed and going back to the way that the culture of Japan is and has grown over the way is sort of this like uniformic, I want to call it authoritarianism, but just like a history of this rule of law controlling the way society works there.
Yeah, very rigid.
Very rigid.
Segmented.
And a structure that doesn't allow for really the idea that the defense didn't do it.
It's like once they... I mean, and but it's still an adversarial justice system, right? As in, they have a case, you have a case.
Yes, you meet it out. And you have your lawyers, and they have their lawyers. But the idea that you're talking about 95% of these prosecutions win, judges give preferential treatment to the prosecution, just the general culture of holding people, kind of like we've had it in New York, this idea that you hold people without even being charged with anything for a month, and then when you go from there, if you're being charged, you're still waiting, you can be held, and there's a lot of detaining, which is one of the things that Ghosn was complaining about, but how long he'd been detained, and then he was under house arrest, and all these things he couldn't do, and without having a lawyer present, all these different things that Japan is actually concerned about, their perception in the international sort of law enforcement community, because of what Ghosn is doing in terms of his big PR run about Japan, and what Jeff Kingston is saying is that there is some truth to that. There is some truth to what he's saying. Now, whether or not he is lying about how much money he's making from Nissan, that might be true. But part of the issue is that the idea that Nissan will cooperate with prosecution behind closed doors and like things like that, which calls into question the validity of this supposedly safe state, this idea of the safety caused by a country that has all these prosecution victories, are these valid victories? There was another. He mentioned another CEO, a Japanese CEO, who had been arrested and claimed, this is in the early 80s, I mean, late 80s, excuse me, early 90s, and claimed, no, I'm not going to just take, you know, the case, and a lot of people just settle. He said, I'm not going to settle. And it took him about 12 years of, like, court battles and all these things to, like, have them just say, oh, no, you didn't do it or whatever like that. And he ended up writing a whole memoir about, like, justice in Japan and how improper that method is going on there. And it made me think about, like, I'm pretty sure this is the setup for the dystopian world of Death Note. Do you ever watch Death Note?
Yeah.
Which is, like, the police are just, like, trying to figure out how to, like, control society. And then it becomes, like, if you don't know about Death Note, the idea that, like, once it got into the hands of police, like, the cops or whatever, like, it just became this whole authoritarian thing, which is, I didn't realize, kind of a play on the way Japanese
I mean, law enforcement Japanese works. Anime, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty clean thread. So, yeah, I think you summarized it pretty well. But it makes it murky because you're talking about these powerful figures, Gon being the chairman of the Nissan Group.
Right.
One of the largest companies in the world, if not Japan.
Mitsubishi, Renault.
Yeah, and Nissan, what's Nissan's luxury division? Infiniti?
Oh, I forgot about that.
So, yeah.
Nissan kind of fell off, though. He's been saying it as a former CEO, but I was, like, thinking about, like, Nissan's brand, they have Maxima?
Oh. I mean, they just make a bunch of shit. I don't know. Like,
Mitsubishi, this shit.
They renamed all the
fucking Imperial Japan
car models.
Fucking Mitsubishi, this shit's Imperial Japan. Fuck them.
Oh, from the... Oh, no, you can go
back with talking war talk,
come
right?
Back with the jingoism.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Man. That was you got to catch up. 1917 coming out. So it reminds you about World War One. Obviously, we're talking about World War II, and, you know, we got to get ready. So
okay.
We'll continue.
It's because you're thinking of the Mitsubishi fighter planes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, man. Come on.
With the engines, yeah. That's valid, I guess. because he appears to be, in the public view, relatively dead to rights on a lot of these claims, but has did a very Trump-esque, like, two-hour press conference rant.
The one
today.
Thing Trump brought to the world that is, I guess, neutral. I don't know.
Completely railing against the Japanese government and judicial system, with a lot of the same claims as Brandon has brought up about just the heavy-handedness of the Japanese judicial system. But that echoes, you know, in a lot of places. I mean, here the justice is not always meted out correctly, yeah. But here your money will probably get you a little further. I guess they really just weren't trying to bend to Carlos Ghosn and his ways.
And it's less of the idea of what, you know, Japan is. Like, I feel like that's baked into their culture more so. Like, here, you can fuck over, but you know America ain't shit. Yeah. Japan is like, oh, you know, we're right. You know, you think it's like this sleek shit. And it's like, really, you're fucking you over? Yeah, man, this is such a fucking crazy story. Every time I actually think about it, it's very, very 2020. And 2019.
The fact that he was able to be smuggled out of the country.
Can we talk about the actual smuggling? Because we talk about the music case, but it was under the auspices of a New Year's Eve sort of lack of government oversight. It's like he made a complaint, so they like backed off him, and then it's like New Year's Eve, so like there's less people working and watching cameras, all kind of shit like that. Walks out of his house with one of those surgical masks on,
right
appears, disappears, ends up at a hotel near the airport.
not in there.
And then no one sees him leave, but these music box leaves. somehow
A double bass leaves.
Yeah, double bass squeezes into a double bass, passed out, and then from there I'm like, damn, they just put him on the plane. He gets a flight to Turkey, then he gets to Lebanon. All those Turkish pilots got arrested.
Yeah, people got charged for this shit. Yeah, and
he's out. Like, here, oh, well. He's just out here dancing this shit. His wife was writing op-eds and shit about like.
What?
She was writing, well, my husband is being, you know, like hell. It's like this crazy,
yeah,
crazy thing, and then. When I don't think about this, but as a famous figure in Japan, I guess he was their fucking Trump. And then to go to Lebanon, where he's, I guess, from and his heritage,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's like he's a famous figure there.
His passport there. Yeah.
His passport there. He has two French passports.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to, he had his passport in a glass case, and they told him that you can't have it. So it's in this glass case, which they just broke into and shit. like fuck, stop me. But they let him have the case, which is absurd. But this idea that like Lebanon is going to extradite him, they're not going to extradite him.
Do they have an extradition treaty with Japan?
They don't extradite. Like, just like we just they don't have. I mean, it's part of it. They feel like they don't have to extradite citizens. So it's like,
yeah, come get this nigga.
Like, y'all gonna send some, I don't know, Blackwater niggas over here to come scoop him up? All right,
he's gonna hire out Eric Prince. You know, hire some Shinobi.
Yeah, fucking Ninja Gaiden this shit. I mean, we joked about this. Isn't that the purpose of Batman too? Didn't he go to like ninja school and shit in the mountains?
Yeah, what's his name? Ra's al Ghul, right?
Yeah, he went through a fucking Liam Neeson and shit. Had the pointy beard.
Yeah, he was just learning the ways, being shifty. And then in Dark Knight, he got the they didn't get the shift the shady CEO from that was in China though, but it was like the same story.
Yeah. Pulled his ass on the fucking zip line shit.
Yeah, so it was like that's a similar plot line.
Hey man, art imitating life.
Damn, that's how they in Japan. They got some who's that? Ultraman? Don't they got Ultraman?
What's Ultraman?
You never heard of, you heard of Ultraman. If I pull up a picture, no. He's like the icon.
I heard of Mega Man.
Nah, they got,
One Punch Man.
They got Mega Man too. While you're playing, hold on,
I don't know, we have to pull out, get a Gundam and shit, invade Lebanon.
They tore down that Gundam that was in Tokyo. You know really? About that famous one? Yeah,
why?
It wasn't lit anymore. Yeah, it's Ultraman.
That's Ultraman. We're gonna put him on the screen. I don't like it. Is that like the evolution of Astro Boy and shit? They just gave him a suit.
There's some super old shit. That's why he look kind of whack.
He looks like he's from the 50s, right? Like, yeah. It's hilarious, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it predates Power Rangers.
It's funny when I think about it. Like, who is the American CEO most likely to pull some shit like this?
To be extra, to surreptitiously be smuggled out of the country?
Yeah. I mean, when I think
also because they have found themselves into some shady shit like this. Elon Musk. He would probably just fly in a rocket out.
But that's what I'm saying. Mars. As a note, like, it has to be of someone that's like, I mean, they don't have to be foreign, but like, they would just obviously leave America. Like, fuck it. Yeah. I can see Elon Musk doing that. That's a good.
Yeah. That the first one comes to mind. The second is, you know, Donald Trump when this eventually all like, I mean, falls apart.
That's already happened. Yeah. He's like, you know, I'm thinking about leaving and he just appears. He's like, I'm in Scotland on my golf course, but now they would send him back. I'm trying to think, where can he? No, you know where he's got? He's got a Trump thing in Azerbaijan.
Yeah, he go to Azerbaijan.
Be there forever.
Stay in the top of the tower like fucking Sauron. He can stay there. That's better for the whole world.
That's fine. You think he would like have like a whole sort of like epilogue where he's causing ruckus and shit out there?
I mean, you'd still be on Twitter and shit just talking that shit.
I'm here in what's that shit called? Daku or something?
Baku.
Baku. I'm here in Baku. It's very nice. Thank you, Rouhani, or whatever. Fuck, I don't know. That shit. Oh, my mess. God. But yeah, Elon Musk, yeah. He's going to fucking disappear on a submersible and shit. Just like off the coast of L.A. Yeah, they got a little Tehran, so they good.
Oh, where?
Yeah, it's right by UCLA. You should go get you some fucking kebab ganoush.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want them to, you know, have to feel like they're...
Get these niggas interned or some wild shit.
Yeah, some fake dual loyalty or whatever. I mean, it wouldn't even necessarily even get to that point, but...
What have we seen?
Right, I know, that was bad of me to say, but it depends on how the conflict would unfurl. But I don't think anybody really wants a war.
Oh, man,
Donald Trump doesn't even want to fuck a war. Like, he just does everything and everything.
He does shit.
So if there was one piece to read, there was a Jamel Bowie op-ed about just how erratic this nigga is and how mainstream media that sets the tone for a lot of the American conversation still, even to this day, and in light of this, as I said, the worst thing that this nigga's done to this point, can't. You have to try to rationalize what
just is. Be like, this nigga's terrible. They need to be like, he's just terrible every day, but they keep writing these articles like, well, you know, and he's like, don't explain this shit.
Yeah, you know, your boy, what's my man, Lester Holt and shit. Young,
being like, serious?
OJ Cousin and shit.
We need you to, there needs to not be composure about any of this shit. Like, don't be out there being composed. Like, the president tried to be like, he need to be like, listen, this shit's crazy. It's wild.
Like, we need that energy. About this.
We need to change it and stop
from the serious people, from the middle ground serious people.
Yes.
You don't even have to call names. Like, shit's crazy. We need to that this now before it gets out of hand. So,
happy 2020, y'all.
Happy 2020. Shit jumped off crazy. I don't know if you knew. I don't know if the problem is I got fucking engaged 2 days before that.
Shout out, DJ.
And I thought that was just going to be global news. No, the shit just got dwarfed.
Trump just taking your shit. Trump just, can't let nobody flex,
this
man.
This orange nigga just obscures the sun, son.
It's terrible, man. Terrible, man.
He smudges everything in
can't
orange
let
shit.
Can't you flourish, man. We let you flourish. We'll send a link, man. Congrats to DJ.
Yeah, I mean, we good in our daily lives. It's relatively Gucci over here. There's no military draft.
Yet. Yeah, we're good though. We're good.
I mean, there's a lot of niggas in the military.
I thought it's to 25. That's it. It's like,
nah,
18
it's
to 20.
Like 36.
I thought it's 18 to 25.
Oh, for the draft.
Yeah,
not to enlist. My bad. To enlist is like 36. I think.
Yeah. I'm good.
Oh, we good.
Yeah.
Good luck, nigga.
I'm gonna be like Mulan's father and shit with the cane, trying to come out. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna fight.
Nigga, I'm gonna be like, you seen Dunkirk?
Nah.
Oh, it's lit, but.
Didn't they get slapped?
Who, Dunkirk?
Yeah, the British Dunkirk. They had to escape, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'll just but
they slapped up.
So a lot of the British old men that fought in World War One,
they held the fort down.
Nah, they used their personal boats and whatnot to go over the English Channel to pick up the boys, as they called it, like to go get our boys. That's what happened to her. Like, I'll come try to get y'all.
They be having step off her lips over there, yo.
That's why niggas
keep it calm, carrying on.
Keep calm, carrying on, man. Shout out to the queen.
Shout out to them, yeah.
Meghan Markle and what's their name? They falling back.
Yeah.
They about to go undercover.
It's crazy.
They about to be living in Brooklyn, like next door and shit.
Yeah, shit, chilling, walking a dog, having, they're going to have a small black child and shit.
Small black child.
Like every freaking couple. No, they're going to just adopt one.
They have a kid, right?
Yeah, but they're going to adopt like
another one?
A black one to have.
Oh, shit.
A partner.
Yeah.
That's what they do out here.
Be on the train.
Welcome to Brooklyn.
It's Harry, right?
Yeah.
Harry and Meghan?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Be at the food co-op and shit.
Oh, personal co-op, okay. Same things at Whole Foods.
Oh, man, it's lit.
He's trying to get his phone fixed at the Apple store.
Just living the life, man. Living the life of a royal.
He's on city bike, riding around.
It's been another great Send the Link.
I don't know, man.
Stay positive, y'all.
I'm fucking flustered.
Stay positive, hey, y'all. Man. It's going to be okay. You can trust me because I don't believe that.
Big Lizzy style coming.
Oh, say hey, it's Big Lizzy.
What?
Save us, Big Lizzy.
Oh, save us. Anybody, nigga.
Shit, anybody. Whoever.
Base guy.
Whoever 2020.
What's hilarious, if it was anyone else, this shit, like, literally just would not be happening. Like,
yeah,
it would,
like, been normal. We'd be having, like, mild-ass problems and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, is gay marriage bad still? Or shit like that. It's like, shut up, Mike Pence. And that'd be it. But no. No, we start to start a third international military conflict, World War III. Get it popping.
What we asked for.
All right, y'all. It's been real. We'll catch y'all.
Right. Stay great.
Stay alive.
Stay out of Toronto.